think. You gave me a tip or two about too loose a stool a while back. You said use some olive leaf and that ADP. I tried that and it didn't work. Then I went ahead and checked on the amount of magnesium I'm taking. I'm taking about 1,200 milligrams when I add it all up. So I'm just wondering if you have any, if I see magnesium stearates in a lot of those things. I just wonder, is there any way to tell when there's magnesium stearate in supplements? What do they use for the name instead of magnesium stearate sometimes to hide it?
Well, pretty much they have to put stearate on there if it's in there, sir. They may be hiding it, but that wouldn't be, what do I say, in confirmation with all laws and regulations. So since most of them stick to the laws and regulations, they're going to say stearate. Now, have you ever, though, with those 1,200 milligrams of magnesium, if that's what you've been using, have you ever checked something called intestinal transit time?
No, I've never checked that. It's usually about a day. Me,
okay, well, that may be a problem. Now, the reason that's so important, sir, if it's a day for you, that's too long, but there's also too short. And most of us who get up to 1,200 milligrams of elemental magnesium itself, never mind the stearate part, but the magnesium, most of us, we actually have stuff going through our bowels too fast, and that's called accelerated transit time. What's too fast? Well, anything under 10 to 12 hours, 10 to 12 hours is kind of the borderline. And above that, 12 to 18 is about is considered to be normal. And below 10 for sure is considered to be too quick. And the trouble with that, if it's too quick, and diarrhea sounds like it's too quick, is that we can actually develop something that was the title of a medical journal article. It was entitled Magnesium-Induced Magnesium Deficiency. No kidding. Magnesium, as we all know, is in milk of magnesia, and that can sure as heck unplug a lot of us and make things go too fast. But what isn't generally known is that for some of us, if we go above 300 or 400 milligrams of magnesium itself per day in a supplement, our bowels are going to go through too fast. We won't get diarrhea from it necessarily. Some do, some don't. But the ones who don't even know things are going through too fast, and so they're actually causing poor absorption not only of the magnesium, but also about all the other elements going into the body. So learning about one's own transit time is kind of important, and all of us can do that easily for ourselves by either eating beets, which are going to be red in the toilet, or corn, and we know that never always gets digested. You can always see a little corn thing down there in the toilet. Or we can go to the health food store and get something called activated charcoal, which is something that is sold because it helps to clean up the gut. And what do you know, you can always see the black in the toilet, so you know when things land in the toilet, and you just check, well, when did I eat that corn? When did it appear in the toilet? And it's my transit time up there where it's considered to be a good normal transit time between 12 and 18 hours, or is it too quick? And diarrhea sounds like too quick, but I don't know that for sure, and that would be less than the 10 to 12 hours. And then we adjust our magnesium accordingly. There's a few of us who can only tolerate a small amount by mouth, but thank goodness the people of Epsom, England discovered Epsom salts baths, and magnesium does absorb through the skin. So if we don't want to take the time for an Epsom salt bath or two, there's in all the health food stores, there's magnesium oil and magnesium gel, and you just rub that into the skin, and it's particularly nice over sore muscles because it helps them to relax. And I know a number of people who take their magnesium supplement by rubbing it into the skin every night, and they maintain good levels of magnesium, and they don't have to worry about their gut transit time. So I'll shut up. Your turn.
Okay. Yeah, I've just added up all the magnesium I'm taking and all the supplements I'm taking, and I got 1,200 milligrams per day.
Well, I'm sort of guessing, sir, that you've got magnesium-induced diarrhea. And so what I do is knock it off for a few days and see what happens to diarrhea. And then when you return to really smaller quantities, 300 to 400 milligrams. And if that doesn't seem to be enough for you, go get some magnesium oil, some magnesium gel, go get Epsom salts, whatever, and get it in through the skin. It does absorb well through the skin. Magnesium is kind of unique that way.
Okay. Yeah, I tried that. It did work. But I was just wondering if there's a way to counteract the magnesium without decrease the amount, but I guess there isn't.
There isn't, sir. It just can mess up gut function if it's too much for any individual.
Okay, I'll just have to readjust all my supplements then, I guess. Okay, well, thanks very much. Parkinson's go into that or affect that also?
Affect which, sir? You mean bowel function?
Yeah.
Sometimes, but not often. At least in my experience, most people I work with Parkinson's don't particularly complain of bowel function troubles, but it can in a few cases. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.